Okay, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here again. Today is Wednesday, and I got to check my date. I think it's the 29th. Yeah, I was right. I didn't say 20th, but no, 29th is what it is. And we're in June 2011. So, let's, boy, what can we do today, Carrie? Do you have any ideas? I was thinking of doing some time jumping with people to see how it feels. This is probably a first here. Let's go back a week from today.
Okay.
And we'll just see how the people feel with their energy, okay? So that would be, let's see, what's that, the 22nd, I think?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're going to go back to June, this will be interesting, June 22nd, 2011. And you can compare your energy then as it is today. Remember, the darkness keeps track of all of your time. And it's also encoded inside of your body. And this is how they do time traveling and stuff. So it's kind of being very simplistic here, but we can go back with the light ship back in time. This is how they do the clearings. When you do a whole lifetime clearing, they start from now, and they go back to your conception. So we're going to go back and bring you into 1 week ago. And you can see how your body feels, and then you can also see how you feel after being on a few of these shows, as how the healings have helped you, or if you've even did ones on the website, how they helped. So let's do that. So let's go back. I'll count to 10. We'll go back 1 week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now we have the energy that we had a week ago. If you happen to be really revved up and you're more relaxed tonight, you might feel kind of revved up. But kind of look at your body right now. Do a scan and just see how your body was a week ago. And if you had any pain, it probably is not going to come forward as that similar pain that you had before, but you might actually feel a little bit there. Now, let's come on here and bring you back up to today. So we'll go through the 7 days, so we'll go to the 23rd, bringing you up to the 23rd, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 24th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 25th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 26th, I'm yawning, oh, that would be Sunday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 27, which is Monday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 28, Tuesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 29 is today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so this is just a little way to have some fun. We'll just see what people comment on the fast chat here. And here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. That was weird. My arms got really, I felt all floppy, and my arms are, they feel kind of weighty. And my back, I was sitting quite upright when you were doing it, but my back felt like I was kind of slumped down. Yeah, that's weird. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what, we can have callers today here.
Okay, great. So let's have a look. I'm scrolling up for the numbers. So the numbers to call in on, we're on station one, Wednesday, so station one, and Ron and I are probably on line one and two, so first of all, there's the toll-free number if you're in the U.S. or Canada, and that's 888-815-9756, and then probably line 3 is also open, and that's 530-413-4522. If the fast chat's letting me write into it, I will try and put those up there. okay, so we have a question from Timothy, Ron, and Timothy is asking, could I please have a hormone balancing for my wife, Sally?
Okay, so here we go. I guess we'll do it for men, too. So, hormone balancing. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, oh man, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let me see here. Let's do one for body fluids, a balanced body fluids. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's bring some peace energy into everybody. So here's the peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And we'll run some other energy here. We're going to run some energy for, we'll bring in the pink and turquoise energy. So this will be interesting for people to experience that. Here's the pink energy first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll see what's on the fast chat here. And we could do something here for anxiety for people. Let's do that. Do an anxiety clearing here. So think of an anxiety that you may have had. And here we go. Stronger, getting rid of it. I'll just say, I'll count to 10, I guess. You don't want it to be stronger, probably. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I heard a beep, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I just learned about Ron very recently.
Oh, great.
And I just have a question that might sound silly to everybody else, but he says to, instead of using your mind, to use your, go through your heart. Mm-hmm. And maybe could you explain to me how you do that?
Oh, very, very good question. Yeah. So we'll do the mind to heart drop here. And this you can do yourself. I'm not needed by any means or way to do this here. All you do is count from 10 to 1 backwards. And it's kind of like people like to feel the energy. So people who can will actually feel their thoughts kind of dropping down, you know, from your forehead, we'll say, the inside of your skull there, going down, you know, to your eyes and nose and throat. And eventually when you hit 1, you're in your heart with these thoughts. And when you think a thought, it's not going to come from inside of your head. It'll be in your heart. And that's what you want to do. And this is what I recommend doing all the time, probably 3 times a day if you can. You know, it takes 20 seconds to become heart-centered. Then you can't have a negative or positive thought because the source energy, which is what your spirit is, does not judge. So here we go. We're going to drop down. And normally you want to say it out loud or whisper it because otherwise you're in the mind. And when you think of something, that's a thought from your mind, that's the darkness. So by doing this exercise here, you want to command your spirit to take these energies and go into your heart with it. This is your awakening thought. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So everybody should, if you think of a thought now, you're going to feel it not in your head. And everything around you typically will be disconnected from you energetically because you're in your heart center, because you're not judging. Remember, when you're in your head, you judge, and then you know what judgment does. But when you're in your heart, you can't judge, and become more in peace. So how does that feel to you? Are you still on the line?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I was...
So you feel a little better, a little calmer?
Yeah. And in fact, I was wondering, after you do the countdown, and then your thought supposedly comes from your heart?
Yeah. Once you count down, normally it takes, for people who have been doing it, probably about 3 times. For other people, it might take about maybe 5 or 6 until you kind of get used to it. And then you can just do it automatically very quickly if you need to. But counting down is a good way to start.
And this is
so your
thought.
Because you have to command your spirit to do something. Remember, it's just waiting, you know, patiently throughout your whole day that you're awake for you to do something with it. Because it doesn't listen to your thoughts, okay? That's the darkness. So you have to connect to it in your heart to get your answers. And
so
the answers may not be much of anything, because it'll have to be in judgment if it does give you some answers, but it could give you some guidance, okay? Or
okay.
Ideas. Because then you're in the universe of light.
So
does that help you?
I command my spirit to think from the heart. Is that correct?
You want to command your spirit to take your thoughts and bring those thoughts that you have. Because we're used to having thoughts, okay? In the light universe, there's no such thing as mind energy. And so all the thoughts that you'd ever have would be from the heart anyway. So you'd be in source energy in the moment. But because we're in the darkness here in mind energy, then we need to get out of it. And this is so you need to get into your heart. So, yeah, in a sense, you are using your heart energy to do your manifestations with and to get your information. So did I answer your question okay that way?
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
Yes. So and once you get into your heart, then you can be there, you know, typically for a few minutes at first. And what can typically happen, unfortunately, is that everybody around you will not be in their heart, and the darkness won't like you being there. And so they will create some kind of situation to get you out of your heart. And remember, when you're in your heart center, then time basically stops in the time-based reality. You're not out of time, but time has stopped. And so if you do it this quite often, you probably will absolutely need to get a day planner, because time will not really affect you that much. In fact, right now we've been on this radio program for probably about 15 minutes. Does this feel like 15 minutes went by? For me, I'm just kind of like just getting started talking. So mm-hmm. If I were to ask or try to judge this here, I would say I've been on probably this show for about 2 or 3 minutes. I don't know. That's the way it feels to me. But it's been basically, you know, over 15 right now.
What do you
so
mean, get a
day
planner?
Very interesting when you in the moment, because time does fly. That's the old saying, time flies when you're having fun, and time does not rule you any longer. But you do have to conform to the reality of time, because everybody else is. Remember, when you're doing something in a creative basis, maybe you're painting, doing whatever you're doing where you really enjoy what you're doing, then time stops. And because you're in the flow of source energy versus the flow of mind energy. So once you're doing something that you really love, then time will stop. If you're being programmed to do something, then it's going to be a very long time to get out of what you're doing, because you're going to be going through the programs in a time-based reality in a sequential order. So, Shannon, I hope that helped you.
And would you please explain the day timer thing? I've heard you say it before, that day timer?
Oh, a day planner.
a day planner, yeah.
A little book that you can write down where you have to be at a given time.
otherwise,
you might lose track of things.
Okay, I just didn't understand why that is. I thought, what? I don't get it.
You want to explain, Carrie?
Yeah, sure. So if, Shannon, when you're in the moment, much of the day, we'll say, you're not really thinking about what's coming up in your future or what you know has happened in your past. So you're not focused in time. You're just focused in the moment, and your awareness is just in the moment. So it's really easy to forget. If you have an appointment or you've got a dinner date with a friend or, there's a TV show you really wanted to watch or a bill you had to pay, and get in the mail that day, that kind of thing. It's just if you're going to be doing the mind-to-heart drop a lot, which we all should be, and you're going to be spending your time, so to speak, in the moment, you must get a day planner, and everything that's really important not to miss, you need to write down, and you need to refer to that as frequently as you can remember. So that's basically it. It's just to help keep track of time while you're in the moment.
I see. That now I understand. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sure.
And thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Shannon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. So, if anyone else would like to call, by all means, do so. Let's see here.
Oh,
we got a beep. Good. Okay, who's there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm way, way far away. But,
hi, Victoria.
Victoria,
you sound far away, but we can hear you.
Uh-oh, okay, I won't talk so loudly.
No, it's fine.
Where are you?
I'm not in liberty to say.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm home now at the web. I'm with you guys, and I'm at home. I feel at home.
Okay,
I've been under
great.
Severe attack recently, Ron, and I'm still heart-centered, and the only way is to do just what you did with Shannon and, staying heart-centered and not letting the mind matrix loop you out, and... I have two things to say. The first one is this, and I'm going to sing it real quickly. It won't be long. And I will not be denied. I will not be denied. I will not be denied of my spirit. I will not be denied. I will not be denied. I will not be denied of my spirit. I had a little talk with my spirit today. It said you better run, not walk. And to your heart center and in the now in neutral, I will not be denied of my spirit. And it goes on, but I won't go into all the verses. That I'm on the battle line, but Ron, my healing, you can choose a healing that someone might want on the chat line, but I just wanted to stay connected. Thank you for all the healings and clearings.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks for calling, Victoria Ann. Thanks for your song. So let's see, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on the fast chat, and I'm trying to keep up with the questions and stuff, but real quick, while I'm scanning through, Ron, I just wanted to ask if you could explain the difference between the mind of the body and our spirit in terms of when we're commanding our spirit to do things and what part of us is talking to our spirit, because that kept... I kept thinking about that when Shannon was calling and asking her question.
Okay, so I think you're asking me the difference between the mind energy. Is that what it is?
The mind of the body, or I think you also call it our awakening consciousness sometimes.
Oh, okay, the mind of the body is your internal healer. So that normally will not talk to you. I guess it could, but normally it's in there inside of us trying to figure out what problem the body's having and how to heal it. So it's like your internal doctor. And it does everything in your body, regulates everything. So that's the mind of the body. And the mind of the body gets shut down a lot when you approach your death barcodes. And that's why you probably, if you do the death barcode clearing, if you're new to the program, it's $150, and you get two clearings for that same price, so they're like $75 a piece. Most people have three death barcodes. Remember, this is the time that the dark side has chosen to have you get off this planet, die, okay? Now, you can override them by your free will, free choice, for whatever reason, but typically everybody has three of those, and you can have a lot more. But when you do the first one, normally you get about a third of your energy back to you instantly. That's what I'm told by most people. That's what it felt like when I was doing that a long time ago when I first put it up on the website. And each time you hit a barcode, which could be maybe a couple of years apart or so, you're going to be losing more energy. So by the time you basically probably hit between 50 and 70, you're wondering why life is so bad. What happened to you? You don't have that force of will to live. And naturally, the dark side gave you all the aches and pains in your body and all the situations that would lead up to the death barcode. So by the time you know, if you're, you know, in pretty good health, then when you get it off, you're going to be even healthier. So anyway, they set you up for a situation to terminate your body. And that could be, it could be a car accident, it could be tripping, you know, walking down some steps, you know, slipping on a sidewalk with ice on it or something. You know, these are all your death barcode times. And they're saying, well, you know, here's Sam and it's time for him to leave and we'll make sure that he falls outside, you know, on the slippery ice, hits his head and dies, you know. Well, you somehow slip, but you catch yourself, not realizing that was your time to leave, and you still are living life. But you still are losing part of your energy because your mind and your body is looking at that date. It knows when these dates are. And it goes, oh, man, I can't do any more healing because this person's going to be dying maybe in 6 months or so. So it'll just kind of shut down. You know, there's no use for it to work and to try to heal yourself when it knows you're going to be dying. That's basically the situation there. So anyway, by the time you hit three death barcodes, you already have typically one foot in the grave, another one on the banana peel, and you're just waiting to fall in, okay? And that's people who are probably between 50 and 70 or 80, you know? And if you look at some people who are older, maybe they don't have any barcodes on them, and they're just jumping all around, feeling good and happy. And then you see other people who are using a walker. Well, you know, they're, you know, on the way out, basically. And that's kind of the way, you know, you know, I look at it. And once you get those barcodes cleared off you, then the mind and the body can now start to function properly. So that's the mind of the body. We have a mind matrix body, and the mind matrix body is the one that connects to the jellyfish, or the jellyfish connects to it, and that body connects you to the darkness, that energy. And so that energy body is what you want to get rid of. In fact, I'll give you a sample of that here. So we're going to disconnect you from the mind matrix energy. And on the website, this is like, I think it's called the mind matrix barcode, if I'm not mistaken here. So this gets you out of that process. Here we go. So I can take you out of a little bit of it here. Here we go. And just kind of, again, sense your body, see how it's feeling, okay? Look for aches and pains. Look to see how your blood is flowing, okay? See how awake you are right now. All different ways to look at your body, but you have to check out something. Here we go. I'm going to clear away part of this energy here that's affecting you this very minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, just see how you're feeling right now. And you should feel maybe a little more, it could even be more relaxed. Maybe your body was being agitated by all these energies coming in, and now it's relaxing. Or it could be just very energized because it was being quartered with all these energies. In fact, since we did this here, let's take away some of the poisoning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see how you're doing. Looks like Candy asked for a mind loop clearing. Maybe what is it or something. So the mind loop is when you have programs in the mind, okay? Just think of computer programs, and they keep repeating themselves. Normally, this program will beat you up or may have you do addictions. So the mind loop program clears out your mind typically of these things. Addictions are also entities. So you want to get rid of entities too if you have addictions. But the mind loop, I'll think of something here. We'll do it. So you need to think of a situation, you know, a phrase you keep saying. Maybe when I first put this clearing out, it was back in New York, I think, and I went into a hardware store to look for something, and a gentleman was there who worked at the store. And this is a long time ago, maybe a couple of years. It's a long time for me anyway. I found out what I needed. I got it. And he looked at me, and he said something about drive safely or something like that, okay? It's like, okay, you know. So I go back. I buy what I needed, and I thought, oh, I need to get another piece of something or something like that on the same aisle. So I go back there, and I ask him where the part is or whatever, and I get it. And he says an exact same phrase, same mannerism. He could have just been standing there like a robot, you know. And after I found out what I needed, I would just push this button, and he gave me the exact same phrase over again. And I looked at him, and I go, wow, you know. So he's programmed. You may know people yourself, and even maybe yourself that, you know, somebody asks you, you know, how are you today? What comes out of your mouth? Is it always, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine, I feel great? And, you know, that's not the way you feel, you know, but that's what your condition tells somebody, okay? So if you had 20 people asking you that same question, it'd be the same answer. So that means that you're running a program, a mind program. So the mind loop clearing of number one is what is used to help you release that. So think of a phrase or something that comes into your mind all the time. So you have one way, you know, what you're speaking out to somebody else. And the other one is, you know, a thought inside of your head that keeps beating you up. I should have done this. I should have done that. Oh, you stupid person. Why did you do that? You know, you all know the drill there. So think of something, and I'll do a quick sample and see if we can get the energy dampened down quite a bit here for you. And then see what happens next time somebody maybe asks you, how are you? And you might pause for a second because all of a sudden now that program's gone. And you go, uh-oh, what do I say? Well, maybe I'll be honest. You know, I feel crappy today. You know, I stubbed my toe this morning, you know, and it hurts. They're not going to expect that. They're going to want you to say your normal thing is, oh, I feel great today. I'm happy, and you smile, and, you know. So here we go. Mind loop one. So I'll count to 10 to release your issue that you have on a mind loop. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now think of that phrase and just see if it has, you know, very little energy on it. Okay? So that's why we have the mind loop 1 clearing. The mind loop 2 is the clearing that when you pop out of your mother for the first time and maybe you're kicking and screaming on the way down because you can feel the negativity coming here. It's kind of like being put into the hot frying pan, you know, like a sizzling egg or something, you know. You know, you know that you're coming into negativity. So the mind loop 2 clearing is used to eliminate all those darkness energies that got imprinted on you instantly. Remember, they're like waiting for you to come out. Because see, you're in source energy with your mother's energy. Because your spirit from your mother is making you survive. But when you come out and you're on your own, then all of a sudden all the darkness attaches to you. And so the mind loop 2 clearing is designed for that. So anyway, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. I just want to ask a question that somebody sent me earlier that's not on the fast chat right now but is interesting and applies to all of us, especially if we do clearings for other people. And the question is about what route does the energy take and how does it get to the other person when we put up a clearing on the website or even actually doing it over the show like this for somebody else, like you did the hormone one at the beginning of the show for Timothy's wife. So the energy when you command it for a clearing starts with the creation at the creation light ship. So where does it go from there? How does it get to the destination person?
Okay, so we'll say that you're on the website and you're doing maybe somebody wanted to do a clearing and you're doing it for them on the website, okay?
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't even know about the clearing. Let's put it that way. They don't know about the clearing. It's your wife or your husband. You already had your clearing a couple months ago, maybe your emotional clearing. You feel wonderful, but your husband, you look at her wife, man, they're like, you know, in the dark ages still. And they're causing you problems because you're much happier and they're grumpy. So you go, man, I'm going to do a clearing for them, but I know I can't tell them anything because right away they'd be on my case, okay? And they're not going to believe it anyway. So I'll just go on the website. And you put their name in instantly, the light ship will connect, the light being that's doing the clearing when it starts, will connect to that person through your thoughts, through your energy and the name, okay? Because they work with the energy of darkness because they're clearing away darkness off of you. So I'll say that differently so you really understand what I'm talking about. All the clearings on the website are clearing away darkness. The light ship has to look for the darkness because it only knows light. So what is not of light, it has to get rid of. So when you put the person's name in, it will get rid of that with that specific energy that you're talking about or requesting. At that point, somewhere in the loop there is myself. And the energy runs right through my body to the light ship because you have to have a conduit here. And the conduit would be myself. That's why I say never become a healer. For me, I can get cleared off. I do take hits at time, we'll say, from the darkness. I feel drained at times. Sometimes I'll just spontaneously go and throw up, or I'll get dizzy. Maybe I have to lay down or something. But normally, most of the time, I'm doing pretty well. Right now, my energy's up pretty high. I feel good. And, you know, what happens is sometimes I might get a bunch of people doing a clearing, and all of a sudden my own spirit energy is not strong enough for a split second to bring forth the energy. This is why I mentioned about doing, I know I increased my life force energy. So it could be a little bit low, then it'll pop itself up right back over again. Well, in that process, if I'm a little bit low, maybe I'm running 95% spirit energy, I need to run 100% all the time now. So if I'm down to 95, even 92, at that point, I will take energetic hits, and I can't do that. So when I do feel it coming, then I know that I got to charge up and get myself back online. And the light ship will instantly help me out. But in the process, the physical body being here takes hits on it, and it can do damage, okay? So that's the way it works. So whoever's on the website doing a clearing, it'll eventually go through me before it goes to the light ship. The light beings will come through me also to get activated during the healing. So I am in the loop there somewhere, and that's why there needs to be a conduit here on this planet to run the energy. That's why Jesus made the phrase 2,000 years ago that you have to go through me to go to the Father. It's the same thing today. And that's the way it works. So I'm prepared to work on, a lot of people at once. I will just need probably maybe a millisecond to charge up enough maybe to work on, a million people. Other than that, I'm perfectly fine with whoever comes on the website now, unless they're doing a lot of different weird things. And, I do get energetic attacks by the darkness. They don't want you to move forward. And so when I get them, I like to get them off instantly. And instantly the light ship goes into battle and terminates them. So that's kind of what happens. So anyway, that's how the person is connected instantly. So, and if I do something, on a one-on-one with somebody, it's the same way. But since you're using the website mainly, that's the way it works. I hope I answered that question fine for everybody. So back to you, Mary.
That's great, Ron. Thanks. And then so the last part that I'm wondering then is once it's gone through you, and here we are sitting, let's say, at our desk in front of the computer screen, and we're looking at the light being, and the clearing is running, is it? And whether it's for us or another person, is it coming in, is the energy coming in via our spirit or via our body to the other person, or how does that
Okay, yeah, okay. So since you requested the clearing and you're doing, moving the buttons around or adding, moving through the clearing to finish it, all you're doing is selecting what needs to be done. Remember, the light ship needs to be commanded. You have to command the spirit. Now, the spirit will be the light beam that's working with you. And it could even be myself in that light beam. But the light beam itself needs to know what to do next. So all you're doing is like on your keyboard, changing the energy of what needs to be done. So nothing will go through you, but you may feel a benefit if it's like you're somebody that's close to you and they're putting out energetic cords. And we'll just keep it real brief here. We'll say all the cords that they're putting out to you, which you don't know about, are negative cords. So they're actually taking your energy, but you don't know that. So you start doing a clearing on Uncle Harry, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel much better after this clearing. How come? I just did Uncle Harry. Isn't this for him? Why did I get a benefit out of this here? Well, it's because his energy was taking energy from you with that particular name of that clearing, okay? Maybe Uncle Harry was in fear. So all of a sudden, you're now being released of the fears that he's attaching to you because he wants to be out of fear, so he's connected to you energetically through cords, psychic cording, because you're not in fear. So he's trying to grab onto something to bring him into balance. And that's why you would feel better. Now, the absentee healings take typically 3 days to do. It could be longer sometimes, but what I need to tell you is that when the clearing starts, that's when it begins. When it says finished at the end or completed or whatever it says there, that clearing is 100% complete. Now, you may say, well, I didn't feel anything. And, well, that could be true. Maybe you're not feeling the energy of that particular body, okay? But the clearing is done. Now, once your body needs to catch up with the energy, remember, because you have had this negative energy with you, your body needs time to process it. There's nothing that you can do to help your body at that point. It'll go through what it needs to do because your spirit will be working with your body to process and open up more energy circuits and systems in it. So it doesn't have to get rid of the negativity. The negativity is gone. It's up to your body now to run energy through those blocked circuits that were blocked before. So all you have is blocked and unblocked. That's the two basic energies that you're dealing with. So if it's a blocked energy, that energy is released, and now your body has to heal. So some people feel tired. or you could say very relaxed after that. I worked with one person, I mean, I mentioned this before, it was an absentee clearing. A lady, in fact, the gentleman's sister called me and said, "Ron, can you please do an absentee clearing for my my brother?" I said, "Okay." So I did the clearing, and about a week later, I think I got an email, and it stated that after the clearing, this gentleman slept for, I think it was 2 days. And I went, wow, you know, I was reading it or heard about it. And what happened was, I think I did the healing maybe like in April or something. Well, starting from January, his wife died and his son died. So he was really traumatized. And I did an emotional clearing for him. And his body was so stressed out, that's why he slept for 2 days. So that's what happened. So the clearing didn't make him tired. It was just his body now catching up, getting rid of all the trauma and all the stuff so that it could now be functionable again. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and does it matter, Ron, when if we're in our heart or not in our heart when we're doing the clearing? Because if we are kind of the map and the compass pointing the light beings and the energy and your energy or, you know, whatever is coming through to where we want, to the problem that we want fixed, we're probably in our minds when we're doing that.
Yeah. You could be totally in your mind doing the clearing. The clearing will still work.
Okay,
but you
so
will
that doesn't
feel,
matter.
It doesn't matter. You're going to feel the peace afterwards. And so most people, like I say, one lady explained her healing. I did an emotional healing for her, and then she called me up, and you know I was talking to her because I was checking to see how she was doing or something, and she called me back a couple of days later or so, and she goes, "Ron, I feel really strange." And I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, what else does she need, you know? And then she goes, then she paused, you know, and she goes, "Rob, but it's in a good way." She goes, "You know, I would go to work, and I had to fix everybody coffee, ask them how much sugar they wanted. So I was this type of person doing all this stuff. After the clearing, I said, oh, forget you, you know, I'm looking out for myself now, you know." But she was trying to be a people pleaser. But what she said was, she says, "Ron, you know, I feel strange, but it's in a good way, because now the strangeness is, and the fear that I have, is the fact that I now have to recreate my whole life because I was running all these patterns of negative energy, of emotions, and I had to be a people pleaser. And now I'm released from all that stuff. So who I used to be, I'm not. And that's scary." She says, "I have to now come forward and recreate my life. It's up to me to do this." She says, I know you can't help me with this whatsoever. It's up to me because now I'm free of my past. I got rid of that ball and chain. And now I'm a choice to either go back into the old patterns that I used to know, or I can become a new person." And that's the way it is. Once you get that emotional clearing, and also the other clearings too, you're going to find yourself feeling better and better. So all the clearings on the website, maybe there might be one or two that might be different, but they're all dealing with negativity. That's all that I deal with is darkness, which is very strange because you would think that I'm dealing with light all the time. Well, I am in the process of clearing out the darkness, but believe me, I know darkness very well because it all runs through me. And I gotta sometimes touch it and taste it as it goes through. I don't like to, but I may only get maybe 1% of what you're dealing with. But I do sometimes, like I said, feel not too well sometimes. I try to normally stay centered all the time if I can, but I do get upset too. You know, I'm human. You know, but the whole thing is that when you get the clearing, you feel so much better. And it might take you 3 days to get your body jump started. Some people, after they have the clearing, they go, "Boy, all this stuff was bothering me. I'm ready to plan a new life," you know. But typically, most people say after they have the emotional clearing, and maybe other ones too, but the emotional one is what I really try to push, because that one will help you out the most. Well, at least get you jump started, we'll say. You know, you're going to probably sleep very well. And from there, you can decide what clearing you want to have next if you choose to move on to have a better life for yourself. Because remember, you're running all those patterns. And those patterns will recycle and recycle, and eventually one of those patterns will kill you from blocked energy. And that's why the emotional clearing is so important. And it's a whole lifetime clearing. It starts at conception, it goes back to your conception. So it starts at your current age and that millisecond of time when the clearing starts, and when the thing ends, you're completed. So hopefully that can help you out a little bit. I'd say probably 10% of the people, maybe a little bit more, will not feel the emotional clearing. They'll go, I paid this money for this clearing, didn't do anything for me, this is right after they had it. Well, they don't live in their emotions. They might live in the mental body, so then you want to do a mental clearing. And so then all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel great. Well, the emotional one's already worked, but you're not living there because you're analyzing all the time. So most men typically will not necessarily feel the emotional one. They might feel some of the pressure being released, but once you start looking at it, I'm talking about body energy. But once you look at your past, and I say, well, you had a bankruptcy? And they go, oh, yeah, I had one. Well, how do you feel about it? He goes, yeah, geez, where is it? I don't see it any longer. Or did you have a divorce or whatever? You go, well, and all of a sudden they go, yeah, it's gone. That's what I love doing at the expo is I'll do this clearing. And some people look at me with like this blank stare. And I say, well, how do you feel now after the clearing? The issue that we cleared. And they look at me like, what issue? It's kind of like they didn't have the issue at all. And that's the nice thing about the flight chip is that it doesn't leave anything sticking out, any little strings. It's gone. And people are amazed because they go, I don't really feel the energy any longer. I don't feel that pain, the anguish, the trauma, the anxiety. I mean, it's gone, And they don't know how to perceive it because it happens so quick. Normally, I'll count the chakras or count numbers like I do in this program here. I have to do something like that so that the people can kind of get a clue. I could just snap my finger and be over with. But that's the way it works. Remember, if Jesus said you are healed, okay, that's it. And that's the way it works today as it did 2,000 years ago. So back to you, Carrie, and our show is coming to a close shortly. Wow.
Gosh, yeah. Wow is right. Okay, great. That was really nice information. Thank you, Ron, for explaining all that. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And I know it's meant I haven't read out as many of your questions as usual. So if you have a burning question on here that I didn't get to and you're on Friday, just type it in again and I'll try and scroll back. If I see some of the same names on the fast chat and you're not typing it in, I'll try and go back and get some of these questions. But we did have one a little bit ago, Ron, that I wanted to bring up really quickly. It was from Stephanie, and she has a rescue dog who's peeing all over the house, and she's wondering what clearing she needs to do for that. So if it's a rescue dog...
Yeah, I'd say probably entities. The dog probably has dog entities, is probably afraid. I'll do a clearing now. So if everybody... We'll do a fear clearing. We'll first do entities, and we'll do fear. So this will work for you, too. You don't have to be a dog for this, either. So here we go. One, two, this is fear. Two, and if you have a dog, this may help the dog, too. Three, or cat. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And here we go. Let's do a fear clearing now. That was fear. We'll do entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Charles was just asking if you have to be sitting in front of the light being on your screen when you're doing a clearing.
No, as long as the light being is up, you're fine.
Okay.
So you don't have to be in front of it. A lot of people like to feel the energy. Okay? Remember, some of the clearings, you have that intensity control. You know, is where you can change the energy going into your body. This relates to your feeling. I had to put it on there only because it was too strong for a lot of people. Okay? So I had to put, the intensity on there so you could change it and lower it if you needed to. So I started off at a lower level. So that's why it's on there. Okay. So somebody's asking,
right,
if they can't afford a clearing, what can they do? Well, or how do they get a clearing? Just ask your friends. Ask somebody that, wants to help you out. You know, people can gift you. That happens too. So, remember, you're not here to heal the world, okay? All you're here is to work on yourself. That's one of the dark side plots here, is to have somebody want to do everybody under the sun, all their family members and stuff. And that's okay to do that. But the main thing is you. And that's the whole thing. So you need to understand that you kind of got to be selfish and to work on yourself first. And once people see you changing, then they may want to come forward and say, gee, what happened to you? Why are you acting different? You go, well, I had this clearing. And so you can always ask, your friends to gift you some money or something. That always helps here. So that's what I would suggest doing. For myself, you see, what I'm doing now is, this show's cost me probably $60 out of my pocket just to talk to you. If I didn't come forth myself and put the money out, I would not be talking to you and you wouldn't have this program. So that's the way, I look at it. So I'm going out on a limb hoping that people do clearings and understand what I'm talking about and doing. And each show costs me money. This is not a free network to do things on. And everybody knows, if we live in a money society, just think of your whole life of what you have. Everybody's attached to money, unfortunately. So, and if you're not, then you'd have to be out in the middle of the street with no clothes on and everything that you have owned, you'd want to get rid of. But so we are in a monetary situation here with the energy of money, unfortunately. And that's why I have to charge for the clearings. So at some point, maybe we'll get somebody who knows what I'm doing and would like to follow the footsteps that Jesus did 2,000 years ago and to come on board and say, this stuff seems like it works, and we'll promote you. So until that time, I'm promoting myself. So here we go. Everybody, that's the bottom line. And if I didn't pay for the show, I wouldn't be on. I wouldn't be talking to you. You wouldn't even know about the light ship. So here we go. Let's bring some peace energy in for everybody. And our next program will be on Friday, but we're on station 2. Same time. So here we go, everybody. Here's peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Blessings to you. Thank you, Carrie, and we'll see you later.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much. Good night.
Good night.